You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday night to you. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. Hanging out with my main man, super producer and host, Dave Shepard. And we're hanging out with you. Yeah, you. Everybody listening all over North America. Whether you're in Hawaii, Miami, Portland, Maine, or Oregon, or whether you're down in San Diego or Canada, I appreciate you being here. I'm going to have me some fun for the next 4 hours. That's what I get paid to do. We get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific every single weeknight. We got a couple of days to wait until the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and we already have plenty of news from the wild card round, playoff eliminations. There's a quarterback in Green Bay who didn't make the playoffs, who is already making news. What else is new? It's Aaron Rodgers. And then we have plenty of aftermath to discuss. We have quarterbacks looking for pay, looking for money. We have quarterbacks who are injured. We got a guy in Tom Brady who we do not know what he's going to do. Mike Brown, owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, this man has even opened up his mouth about Joe Burrow and eventually paying him. So the world continues to turn, even though we have to wait a couple of more days until we get to the divisional round. And so thank you for everybody for tuning in. If you want to holler at me here on CBS Sports Radio, you know how to do it. We got a phone number. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online everywhere. That is at JR Sport Brief. So whether you're tuned in on the free Odyssey app, whether you are listening on your local affiliate, you could be on Sirius XM Channel 158. I'm just glad that you are here. Shep, how are you this evening, man? We're not going to see nobody shank kicks tonight, will we?
No. Wait, what happened last night?
Oh, the guy with the kicker? You want me to remind people what happened?
Oh, no.
Did he miss one kick, Shep?
He missed that and then three more, yeah.
Three more? He missed 4 out of 5, right?
It never been done before in the history of the sport, JR.
And Jerry Jones, he said, you know what? Let's get into that now, actually.
Okay.
After this man...
You're not wasting a second with this.
No, I'm not. I'm not, because this is peak Jerry Jones, right? After the game, Brett Maher misses 4 extra point attempts, and they ask Jerry Jones, they're like, hey, Jerry, are you going to fire this man? Are you going to go ahead and go out there and get a new damn kicker? And Jerry Jones was very diplomatic about it after the game. Listen to this.
Will you look at kickers this week, Jerry? Will you look at some kickers
No.
this week?
No. We won't. We just, he's done enough good ones.
No. We're not going to look at new kickers. He's done some good ones. No. So, Shep, he said that last night, right? Correct?
Yeah. And that was with a little bit of time to reflect, because he does interviews about an hour after. It's not on field, for instance, like a lot of players do.
He did that stupid interview right after the game. And then like 12 hours later, he was on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, and he was doing his radio hit, and he was pretty much asked the same question. What the hell are you going to do at the kicker position? Are you going to go get a new one? And you tell me if what he said last night and today is different.
The first thing you do is talk about how isn't it great to have that the number one thing we need to correct, or the number one thing we need to address. I think that shows everything about not only how we played, but where we are with this team right now. Mm-hmm. And make no mistake about it, we've got to have the same week of preparation. Now, over to our kicker. This is a classic case of looking at what he's done for this team and done on the field all year, not just last night. But kicking is a technical thing. It has everything to do with frankly, mentally having it all together when you step up there. We'll read this thing as the week goes along. I don't want to get out over our skis and get ahead of it. I thought it, when he came out at halftime, watched him warm up out there. He's making all of the kicks. I figured that was behind him, but we will take a look at it. We can't. It'd be a really big setback to go in to the rest of this tournament, rest of this playoff, with shaking his head kicker.
Oh my God! Hey Shep, he could have stuffed two sentences into 30 seconds, and he gave us a lot of What is wrong with him?
Well, I hope I sound that coherent at 80, if I'm being honest.
At 80, you're going to sound better than him.
Yeah.
Jeez.
He was, let's put it this way, JR. He was a lot more transparent and revealing in his comments today.
Oh, yeah. He was trying to be diplomatic last night, and then he's trying to be diplomatic today. And I had to listen carefully to go, well, yeah, we're going to evaluate this on a day-to-day basis. Okay, Jerry, you could have just said that. Like, we understand that being a kicker is technical. Where does he plant his foot? Where does he run? Where does he stop? How about the most technical thing about being a kicker is in between his damn ears? That's all he had to say. And so Jerry Jones, to the shock and surprise of no one, he decided to go out there and just change his mind, which he's well entitled to do. He's the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. If he wanted to go out there and kick, he could hire himself. He could. That'd be disastrous, but he could do whatever the hell he wants. And so Jerry Jones already kind of just switching up his brain. I believe that Brett Maher will be the kicker on Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers. And, Shep, is it bad for me to say I'd like to see him miss a few? Is that bad?
It's very honest.
No, I guess I'm a jerk, and that's fine.
You're not alone. But, JR, you and I both know.
Yeah.
You've watched the Cowboys, you've watched football for a long time, and specifically the Cowboys this season, because they did something in 30 years they had not done before. And I don't think Brett Maher is going to be the reason they lose to the 49ers, given the trajectory and consistency he showed during the regular season. Everyone is entitled to have a crappy game, and he certainly did that last night.
You would hope not.
He got the jitters out, for sure.
You would hope not. For my own cruel entertainment purposes, I would love nothing more than to watch this man on Sunday just go like 1 for 5 for point after attempts.
Oh,
I'm just saying, that's just me.
But JR, you know what? You know and I know. There's no pressure for the Cowboys right now. They're playing with house money.
We'll get into that. We'll get into that later on in the show. Cowboys pressure, they get abused all the time, daily, by people just because Jerry Jones has done an excellent job just branding the Cowboys, America's team. Haven't won since the 90s. Haven't won since this man went on an ego trip and got rid of every coach that was worth a damn, like Jimmy Johnson. So, yeah, pressure, we'll get into that later on in the show. And so I will speak out of both sides of my mouth. Hey, good luck to you, Brett Maher, and whatever the hell you're going to do. I know he's going to kick a lot of balls this week. Good for him. And then by the time Sunday comes, as Shep said, you will certainly hope that he got all of the jitters out. Hope. I'm not sure. Hey, we already got a bunch of people calling up already. I wonder if they want to talk about kicking balls. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Raymond is calling from Louisiana. I don't know what he wants. You're on CBS Sports Radio, Ray. What's up?
Hey, Jay, look, man, let me tell you something. When the Houston Texans, if the Houston Texans sign Sean Payton, will they give a first-round draft pick up for him?
Oh, my God. The answer is absolutely yes. Yes. Yes.
Nah, JR, look, like,
there has to be draft compensation. He still basically belongs to the New Orleans Saints. They have to give up something, yeah.
Yeah, you know, JR, I like the way you speak on radio because you tell it like it is, bro. You don't hide nothing like these other people hide things. You tell it the way it is, and I like that about you. You know, you straight up.
Oh, thank you. What are people hiding, though? People have something to hide?
Some of them do. You know, they don't say it. You know, you had a little scratch, a bag got scratched and all. But you don't do that. You tell it the way it is.
Well,
you're going to be a man, you be a man. You're going to be a wimp, be a wimp.
Yeah, we don't want no damn wimps around here. Hey, Ray, I appreciate you, man. Do you want Sean Payton to go to – what?
We go back on out of here, man. Look, we thank God for you, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
you.
Keep
the good work up, yeah?
No doubt about it. Appreciate you, man. Take care, okay? All right, shout-outs to Ray for calling from Louisiana. Yeah, man, head coach leaves, you get some draft picks back. I don't know. I understand that Sean Payton, by the way, he had an interview with the Houston Texans. He's going to have an opportunity for a new QB. Look, what is Sean Payton supposed to do right now? Just say no? He's trying to increase leverage, whether or not he wants to go there or not. Nothing wrong with sitting around taking an interview. What's the worst that could happen? He coaches a team with a brand-new quarterback for a crappy owner? I mean, that's the worst that could happen. I think there are more enticing jobs. How about Denver? I mean, Sean Payton is supposed to be the offensive genius, right? He can fix Russell Wilson, right? Right? They got a damn good defense. The offense just can never go out there and catch up. And so, yeah, whoever hires Sean Payton is going to have to come up with draft compensation. Foregone conclusion. And Sean Payton, he's already been connected with the Dallas Cowboys prior to the Dallas Cowboys having success this season. We know Mike McCarthy, he can never get the benefit of the doubt. People are always trying to fire Mike McCarthy. And so Sean Payton, for all of his, it's about a 70% chance that I come back and work on Fox next year. I think that's false. I think there's a good chance that if somebody throws a bucket of money at him, that Sean Payton will be back on the sidelines. I'd be shocked, though, if it were the Houston Texans. Real shocked. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Before we really dive into what I wanted to open up with, that's Aaron Rodgers. This is the part of the season where even in the playoffs, and this is why the NFL is such a gigantic entertainment property. We got guys who aren't even playing, and there's conversations surrounding them and what they do and where they go. And yeah, sure, congratulations. Brett Maher, the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, they will always, always, always just have pressure against them. But here we are entering into another offseason where we have to focus in on Aaron Rodgers and what he does. And so when we come back after the break, which I'm going to get to in a second, we're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers sat down with his good old buddy Pat McAfee, and Aaron Rodgers already decided to elaborate on what his future will look like and what the Packers want to do. And I told you last week that this man is just a pain in the ass. Is he coming? Is he going? Is he staying? Is he leaving? And now he gave us a little bit more details. And I'm sure that we'll get more details in another conversation next week. And I'm sure Aaron Rodgers will put up a vague Instagram post. And then I'm sure he'll put out a tweet. And then he'll talk to Pat McAfee again about his future. And so when you have so many storylines about guys and where they will play, or whether or not they'll quit, or whether or not they'll retire, who needs the actual games when you could just hold your breath knowing that Aaron Rodgers will write you a story about whether or not he even wants to play? And so we're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers on the other side of the break. We just mentioned Sean Payton and what he will do with his future and where he'll go. He was on The Herd with Colin Cowherd, and he actually dropped some clues and hints as to who he's already interviewed with.
This week would be Houston, Denver, later in the week, Carolina.
Do you go there?
In some cases, depending on schedules, they'll come here, or in other cases, Zoom. I might go there. End of the week, I'll go out to New York. I'll have a chance to visit with Mr. Tepper in Carolina.
Oh, again, okay. Sean Payton is angling, and it's not necessary for him to angle for a job, or you could say he's just being ridiculously transparent. I mean, in what world? And I know we live in a completely different world right now. We live in a social media age. 20 years ago? 10 years ago? Let's get closer. 10 years ago? I don't remember a damn quarterback sitting around openly pontificating about his future. But that's the world that we live in, right? Podcasts and social media. I don't remember a head coach running around telling everybody, this is who I interviewed with. And if I were to go to this team, this is what they'd have to give up. But we live in a brand new world. People are itching for content 24/7. And some people utilize that and maybe abuse that more than others. So when we come back, I'm going to allow you to hear from someone who has abused this fact for about 3 years now. His name is Aaron Rodgers. Is he coming? Is he going? Is he leaving? Is he licking a toad? Is he eating mushrooms? Is he going to stay home? Is he going on a hike? You'll hear from him on the other side. What happens with Aaron Rodgers and his future in Green Bay? To me, this feels like part three, episode three. And we go on and on. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers on the other side. We're just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. To hear from you, call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, we got news on people who aren't even in the playoffs. Sean Payton is letting the world know about all his wonderful interviews for his next head coaching job. And then we have Aaron Rodgers, who sat down with Pat McAfee, as he does on a weekly basis, just providing additional updates just on his future. Yeah, the man who signed a $150 million contract less than a year ago is already talking about whether or not he's going to stick around, whether he's going to leave, why he would come back to the Packers, etc. Let's not waste any time. This is Aaron Rodgers on a Pat McAfee show, giving some details as to what it'll take to get him back in Green Bay.
If there's a rebuild going on, I won't be a part of that. You know,
so they have to figure that out. And do they have to figure that out before you decide that you're coming back? Because then there is kind of a timeline, right? Isn't there?
Well, listen. I don't think any team outside of maybe the Texans this year or some. There's a couple teams maybe who might say, yeah, we're rebuilding. You know, Colts. We finished down at the bottom of the league, and we're obviously we're going to start over new, these teams who have new GM or head coach and they're drafting pretty high. They might admit that they're in some sort of rebuild, but not, most teams in the middle of the pack aren't going to say, hey, we're going to rebuild, unless we have a crazy cap situation. So, no GM or president's ever going to say, hey, we're rebuilding.
Got it.
So that won't, I'm sure that'll trigger somebody asking them, are you guys rebuilding? And the answer would be, of course not. We got this and we got that. But it's a mindset. If they want to go younger and think Jordan's ready to go, then that might be the way they want to go. And if that's the case and I still want to play, then there's only one option, right? That's to play somewhere else. If it's not, and they, like, no, we still want you to play and, this and that, then it'd have to be, the right situation with the roster. It looks like we can win it all, because there's no point coming back if you don't think you can win it all.
Let's all take a collective sigh. Okay, all right. Look, he's correct. No one is going to enter into a rebuild and just scream it from the mountaintops, not when you have an Aaron Rodgers on a roster. I think more importantly, and we've seen some dumb things take place in the world of sports. Ridiculous things. Why would they invest $150 million, $60 million this upcoming season, which would be a record for anybody? Why would they give this man all of this money? He's a pain in the ass in every building. Why would they do that? What, just to put butts in seats and to con the public? Maybe. I can't see that. I give him his walking papers. Hey, go home, retire. We don't want you. Aaron Rodgers, he made it clear a couple of weeks ago, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if they want me back. Last week, the general manager sat and did a whole press conference where he didn't do anything but really kiss this man's ass. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers has enough ass to kiss as much as he wants. It's like they got to kiss the ring. And they got to bring him flowers. This sounds like an arranged marriage, and the Packers have already committed to paying him. There's always something new every week. What does Aaron Rodgers come and tell us next week? That he spoke with them and then we're going to have another meeting? And I just need to understand their commitment to me? Man, they don't pay you money. What do you want, Randall Cobb to come back for another year? This is like a drama. We go through this every year, except for this time they've paid him already. Man, the Packers are trying to squeeze every bit and every ounce out of this guy before they give him the boot. This is awful. This is like a forced marriage at this point. He forced his way into staying by being miserable and winning MVPs. And now they're stuck with him a little bit longer, more than they originally planned, because we know this. They wanted and hoped for it to be Jordan Love, and it's not. And now they're stuck together. I know they typically say it's cheaper to keep her, but man, they can't wait to get the hell up on out of this. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tony is calling from Vancouver, Washington. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. I got the irrelevant fact of the day for you. In 1979, Pat Summerall called the Dallas Cowboys America's team. And he called them America's team because of the quarterback, Roger Staubach, who was a naval officer. And Tom Landry, who was a devout, quiet Christian man who wore a fedora and that trench coat. And he dubbed them America's team. They just picked up that ball and kept rolling with it. But that's where that name came from. And it was for that team in 79. I bring that across. Everybody says, why are they America's team? That's why they were called America's team.
I'm familiar with the fact around Staubach, Tony. I appreciate you for sharing that. What do you think about the current Cowboys? I don't know. Shep, he just wanted to just drop a fact. He didn't want to talk about what's going on now.
I think Tony didn't realize that you might be very well aware of that fact from 1979.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. You know, I think I've heard of Roger Staubach. He played football, right, Shep? He played football?
Roger the Dodger played at Navy, Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, I think I've heard. I think I know what he looks like.
Voted one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the history of the sport.
Yeah, I think I've heard of him. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from Hawaii. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, John?
I've heard of Roger Staubach. I'm 64. Yeah, I remember that.
I think I know who he is.
Yeah, right. I would say that my nephew is Machine Gun Kelly, but I don't think anybody knows who he is in your audience.
He put you on vacation in Hawaii, didn't he?
No, I live here. No, Colson lives in California. So before they throw this kicker under the bus, totally. What about the guy that took the snap? I can only listen to it on radio because I'm in a remote area. But It just seems way out of whack that this guy would miss four. And what about what do you call that guy that holds the ball?
The holder.
The holder. So I would hope that somebody takes a look at that, because maybe he had something to do with it too.
So the special teams coach for the Dallas Cowboys today decided to share a few additional bits of information. One thing that he mentioned that was brought up here by one of our callers last night is that maybe, just maybe, Brett Maher, the kicker, was injured, that he was dealing with some type of physical issue. The special teams coach said that that is not the case. As far as he knows, that is not the case. Secondarily, he also said that, unfortunately, I don't know how many people are familiar with this, but the kickers on the teams utilize different footballs than the ones the guys are throwing with. And they misidentified or lost two of their kicking balls. And the other third thing that I would venture to say is that there was an issue with the holder identifying a spot from the referee. And so, all things considered, I just gave you three excuses that the special teams coach also said are not excuses, but they could be reasons as to why he completely sucked last night in a historical fashion.
Okay. Well, I mean, I just think that the holder has to, each and every one of those four misses, each one should be looked at on video and see if the guy held it to the left, to the right, whatever these people do. And, I mean, just before they throw him under the bus completely, you know. All right, yeah, listen, well, I want to tell you that I enjoy listening to your show and the sun setting and mahalo.
Yeah, it's so beautiful out there. Thank you, John, for calling from Hawaii. And shout-outs to Machine Gun Kelly. Thank you so much.
Right on, hey, bro. Right on, bro.
No doubt about it. Piece of cake. Yeah, it's he missed the kicks. What are we going to do? Are we supposed to give him a lollipop? We're supposed to pat him on the back? He's not going to blame the holder. And typically, if the holder was ass, we would hear about that too. How about he just stunk? I have no idea what he's going to do on Sunday. I don't know. He can go out there like he has been all season and just say, hey, extra points, 5 for 5. I don't know if we'll see 5 extra points because it's just the 49ers. But he could be absolutely amazing, or he could miss. We have no idea. That's the fun part about watching. Rick is calling from Toronto, Canada. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you again for taking my call again, JR. I'm sorry to see what happened to poor Brett Maher last night, former CFL kicker. 14 stints in football from his time in the NFL, 3 stints in Dallas, 2 stints in Ottawa Redbacks, the former team that used to be the Ottawa Rough Riders. And he played a lot of Canadian football as well earlier. I don't want him to come back to TD Place in Ottawa, the former Frank Clair Stadium, the former Lansdowne Park. I want him to play in the NFL. I don't want him to play for minimum wage.
I'm sure he doesn't want to go back to Canada either.
Yeah, okay. And hopefully Nathan Rourke will be a great help to Trevor Lawrence next season, the great Canadian football coach like Russ Jackson who played in Ottawa, by the way, for the Rough Riders. And hopefully Brett Maher would do well. I hope he doesn't want to come back to Canada for the 15th stint in his life. Hopefully, okay. I'm sad, but I really wanted Tampa Bay to win because I want Tampa Bay and Jacksonville in the Super Bowl in State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, because the worst team happened, because it reminds me of the Canadian Football League, how they had teams like BC Lions who had an 8-10 record and got to the Grey Cup and won. So that's what I wanted to see, but unfortunately.
Whoa, Rick, I got one final question for you here. Ready?
Yes.
Do you enjoy the CFL more than the NFL, or do you enjoy the NFL more?
They're both bad right now. I'm sorry to say.
Rick, I didn't ask you that. I asked you which one you like more.
The NFL is a better product now. I'll be honest with you.
So you like the CFL. I didn't ask you that. You like the NFL more.
Because the CFL, they have a terrible person like Randy Abrosi as the commissioner. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, thank you, Rick.
Why it's so bad now. Okay. Canadians don't like the game anymore.
Okay,
it's
thank
not
you,
working
Rick.
Anymore. Okay, thank you. Have a nice day, JR. Have a nice day.
You too. Okay, thank you, Rick. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, man. That was a lot. How many words can you squeeze in like a millisecond? That's a lot. Wow. Marco Belletti, do you remember the guy from the 80s with the FedEx commercial? I forgot his name. You know what I'm talking about, right?
No, but I thought I talked fast.
No, you know the guy from the 80s. He just talked ridiculously
fast. Oh, wait a minute. The guy with like the micro...
The mustache.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With the, like, it was like a micro car, too. Didn't he do that commercial, too?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He looked like the Dunkin' Donuts guy.
Yes. That's who this the gentleman, Rick from Toronto. He reminds me of him.
Yeah, I thought I talked fast. Apparently not.
Monday, LA, and Tuesday, New York on Wednesday, LA, and Thursday, New York on Friday. Got it?
Got it.
Got it. So you want to work here? What really makes you think you deserve a job here?
Well, sir, I think on my feet, I'm good at figures and I have a sharp mind.
Excellent. Can you start on Monday?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Without hesitation.
Congratulations. Welcome aboard.
And there you have it. Reminiscent of Rick from Toronto. Absolutely amazing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, I'll get some more of your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I just want to say appreciate you taking my call and love the show and always respect your opinion.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Since we're talking about great athletes and great quarterbacks, great players who sometimes can be a pain in the ass, we just talked about Aaron Rodgers not knowing what he wants to do, taking us on that ride again. At the top of the hour, in about 15 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation around Tom Brady and his options. We saw him go down last night. He doesn't know what he wants to do, and so we'll have to go on that journey. At least Tom Brady isn't so much a pain, isn't as much of a pain as Aaron Rodgers is. And then sandwiched in between that, I wanted to mention this last night, but there were so many calls and comments on the kicker and the Cowboys. LeBron James is still lighting it up. And by the way, the Lakers still don't play any defense. So last night, Martin Luther King Day, the Lakers beat the Rockets, a final score of 140 to 132. But LeBron James, at 38 years old, is still absolutely amazing. He dropped 48 points. As of today, right now, LeBron James is 316 points away from passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And it's expected that LeBron will have more points than everybody, potentially somewhere between February 4th, when the Lakers will be in New Orleans taking on the Pelicans, or as far away as right before the All-Star break, and maybe the day after the Super Bowl, when they are in Portland taking on the Trailblazers. So if you're a fan of the Pelicans, the Thunder, the Bucks, the Warriors, or the Blazers, then LeBron James could be out there breaking a record on you. LeBron James talked about it last night as these Lakers are still trying to get into a position for the playoffs. He says, look, I know my teammates are bums. I'm just trying to go out there and do work myself. Listen to this.
I was extremely exhausted today, extremely tired. Body was sore from the battle that we had yesterday versus Philly. But I guess once I step on the floor, you know, for warm-ups and, you know, and the crowd fills in, it's my job to go out and play, you know, the best way I can. And I'm not going to be, obviously, I'm not going to be perfect. I'm not going to make every shot, but I just try to lock in on the job at hand. And, you know, I could have very easily took tonight off, but I don't feel like it was. I don't feel like the momentum of our ball club could use me taking a night off tonight. I don't feel like, you know, I wanted to sit on that loss with Philly last night. I wanted to kind of get that out of my taste buds and see if we can, you know, win a ball game tonight. So, you know, it was a complete team effort, and I just try to, you know, make plays.
I didn't know LeBron James gets tired, but the more you know. Anyway, the Lakers are currently 20-24. They are a game and a half back from the Utah Jazz for the eighth playoff spot. Not that stupid play-in crap. That would be 10. But But the Los Angeles Lakers, yes, they still have a chance and an opportunity to get into the postseason. And it's kind of crazy, but Anthony Davis is expected back, I believe, at some point, maybe in less than a month. We'll see. It's Anthony Davis. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Clarence is calling from Mississippi. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR?
How are you, Clarence?
I'm doing good. You still the favorite. Don't count my Dallas Cowboys out, JR. They're going to the Super Bowl. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, well, thank you, Clarence. I appreciate you for calling from Mississippi. I'm not counting out the Dallas Cowboys, not at all. I think they can go to the Super Bowl. But I'm going to save my full prediction for later this week. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go from Mississippi. Let's go up to Charlotte, North Carolina, and talk to Ashano. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's going on, JR? What's going on, Shep? Thanks for taking my call. I'm out here driving a ride share for Lyft in Charlotte, taking a break to go eat. And, of course, call your show because I haven't called in a while, although I listen pretty much every night when I'm out driving. Three quick points. I did say last time I called when the Giants were early in the season, I told fans to temper their enthusiasm, but I said we're going to win 10 games, and we won 10 games, so I'm glad I called back to let everybody know that we won 10 games. We're on the rise, not just as an organization, but as a division, much like Amy Lawrence always says, and she hasn't said it in a while, but I'm going to call her tonight and see if she'll say the NFC beast. Not the NFC East or least, has three of the four final remaining teams in the playoffs right now. Nobody expected that, so I just wanted to bring out that point as well. And definitely nobody expected my New York Football Giants to be there. Last point I want to make is about Sean Payton, since we've been talking about him so heavily. You know, he's acting like, because he is a prima donna, he is acting like a gold digger. He's acting like a woman that's looking for dates. She's getting caught by all these guys to see who's going to give her the best offer. Wow. And with all that being said, I appreciate y'all so much. Y'all have a great show, and I'll take it off the air. Thanks. Peace.
Thank you, Ashano, for calling up from Charlotte. Wow. Called Sean Payton a gold digger. I just thought he's a businessman. I thought when people want your services and they're going to pay you millions of dollars, and you kind of check out the offers, right? Isn't that what you do? I'm going to call him a gold digger. Gold digger makes it sound like he's not going to work. Like he's just going to show up and someone's going to lavish gifts on him and take him on nice trips. Isn't that, Shep, that's what a gold digger is, right? You get the money, but you work for it in other ways, right?
Hey, and gold diggers align themselves with younger prizes and possessions. Drew Brees was never young.
Younger prizes and possessions.
Yeah, that's what gold diggers do.
Oh. No, I thought they go for the old people.
That's actually a good point. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Shows you how much I know about being a gold digger.
No.
Yeah, JR, can I just say something?
Is it going to be about cougars?
No.
Okay.
Although that's a whole other topic in itself. Right. I think that Sean Payton, I just think we don't realize he's good. But there is way too much commotion being made about this man because of the mediocrity of so many head coaches in this league.
Well, we do know that head coaches get recycled like gold diggers, right? Right? No?
Like he's not, like JR, if you have him in today's game, he's not even a top 10 NFL head coach.
I don't know. I disagree with that. I'm not sitting here laying out the head coaches. I did it initially when
right.
You said it in my head.
Right.
And I think he would be based on his experience and his success with offense. I would say so, yeah.
I mean, 3 500 seasons with Drew Brees, who, remember before Tom Brady, had every single NFL
defense,
passing record known to mankind?
Their defense was not always ridiculously strong. The defense got strong on his way out the door. Sean Payton is a good head coach. He has experience. He's been there. He's done that. You know, I will give him credit for being lauded for his offense. Am I going to call him an offensive genius? No. At the same time, when you look at his background, even his past due time with the New York Giants, that helped him get the job. And so I'm not completely going to you know, throw him out of the window. He has a wealth of experience in the NFL, and a lot of it goes beyond when he started with New Orleans. So he's valuable. And here's the deal. You want a Super Bowl? We can call it overrated or not. It's not the easiest thing to do. And all things considered, he's a winning head coach. And that's tough to do for about, what, almost 15 years he was the head coach there? You got to give him credit where credit is due, especially when you have head coaches right now who get these jobs and they don't even make it through a full season. The hard knock life out here for an NFL head coach. Somebody is going to give up a first round or mid to late just to have Sean Payton come on and coach their squad. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. We don't know what Sean Payton is going to do. We know LeBron James, barring injury, is going to break Kareem's record. And when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about somebody else. We have no idea what he wants to do. His name is Tom Brady. What would you like to see him do? We'll talk about it on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.